In today's Mishnah, so in the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 6th Perek of Masech the Nazir, the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hevi Shalosh Behemot. So we're dealing with a Nazir now that he's reached the end of his term and he brings three animals to be used as his korbanot. Below Peresh, however, he didn't designate which animal was going to be the Chatat, which is the Olam, which is the Shlamim. Mishnah says, well, it's really quite simple. Since each of the korbanot required different animals, then simply haraui lechatat tikrav chatat, leola tikrav ola, leshlamim tikrav shlamim. Simply, you take the, for example, the kivsa, which is the ewe, and that clearly has to be used for the chatat, because that's the animals that are required for it. When it comes to the keves, the lamb, that's going to be used for the ola, and the shlamim, one that he would simply select, the ayil would select the ram. The point of the mission is you don't have to explicitly designate each animal saying this is the ola, this is for the chatat, and this is for the shlamim. Mishnah continues, Hanot tells our Rosh Nizro, as we explained at the end of his Nazirah term, he would have to shave the hair on his head. So Mishnah says they would take that hair, and then Kadiyah adds or take some of the juice or the sauce from the Zevach, from the Korban Shlamin that was being cooked, and they'll then Mashaleach Tachatadu, they take the hair and place it under the pot or the cauldron that was cooking the Korban Shlamim. The Shlamim, that's this unique Shlamim offering we'll learn about in the next Mishnah that the Nazir had to bring. V'im gilach b'minina, if however he shaved his hair outside the Beis HaMikdash, wouldn't be a problem. Ha'mashaleach tachat adud, they'll simply bring that hair into the Beis HaMikdash and again place it under this dud and in which the Korban Shlamim was being cooked. B'me davay m'morim, when do we say that we'll place the hair of the Nazir underneath the pot? That is b'tiglach ha'tatara. This is only referring to the time where he shaved his head after he completes his term in Nazirut. However, if you remember, there's another time where he would also shave his hair, and that's if it became tamemet. And after it became purified, he would shave his hair and bring korbanot, different korbanot, that is, so he could continue, or restart, I should say, his term of Nizirut. So therefore, Mishnah says, "Abaytilach datoma," the hair shave in that circumstance, lo yamashleach tachat adud, would not be placed under any pot. It would simply be buried. Rabbi Meir says, no. Hakol mishalchin tachat adud, both the hair in both contexts will be placed underneath a fire. In the case where it's the tiklachat atumah, where shlamim isn't brought, it will be placed under the pot that was cooking the korban asham. However, he excludes one case, chutz min atameh shebeminina bilvad, except for the situation where we're dealing with a nazir who was tameh and did his tiklachat atumah, but he did it outside the Beis HaMikdash. In that case, it would simply be buried and wouldn't be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Let's now learn Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, "Ha'im vashel et ha-shlamim." So the korban shlamim of a nazir is different to other normal shlamim offerings, as we alluded to in the previous Mishnah. And we've mentioned one of those differences previously, and that is, whereas one normally has a day, night, and a day to consume a korban shlamim, or the parts that are allowed to be consumed, when it comes to the shalmi nazir, that is only has a day and a night. What we'll learn in this Mishnah, there's a few other differences. Firstly, it says, "Ha'im vashel et ha-shlamim or sholkan." What he would do, he would cook the korban shlamim thoroughly, that's sholkan, and after it was cooked somewhat, he says, "Hakon notel et hazroa b'sheila min ha'ayil." What the kohen would do, he would take the cooked foreleg from this ayil, from the korban shlamim, this ram that's being cooked. This is again unique, because normally by a korban shlamim, all the kohen gets from a shlamim is a chazer and shok, meaning the chest and the thigh. However, in this case, he would also get the hazroa b'sheila. Similarly, the Korban Shlamim has only, for the Shalmi Nazir specifically, only has two types of mincha or matzah type offerings. Unlike, for example, Korban Torah with the four different types, here the Shalmi only has two types, chalot matzot, so unleavened like loaves, or it's rikikei matzot, which is like wafers, and he'd have 10 of each, and the Kohen would take, in this case, one from each category. So as the Mishnah explained, chalat matzah echad minatzah, they take one of the chalot matzot and one of the rekikei matzot echad. Venoteni, and take them al kapei ha-nazir and place them in the hands of the nazir uminifam. So the nazir is holding all this and the kohen puts his hand underneath the nazir's hands and they would wave it much like one would wave a lulav. V'achar kach, and after that, hutar ha-nazir mishdot yain. After that point, this nazir is able to drink wine, ulitame lameitim, and then come into contact with tumat amet. It's only after that point. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer says no. Kivan shenakala v'chamin adame, even if the blood from only one of the korbanot have been thrown on the mizbeach, despite the fact he hasn't shaved his hair yet, despite the fact that the korbanot have not been brought, the Mishnah says, hutar ha-nazir lishdot mebiyain ulitame lameitim. Or even from that point, according to Rabbi Shimon, he will be mutar to drink wine and become tamemet. Why is that? Because it says va'achar, and after. After what? The Rabbi Shimon says. It says you can drink wine. However, we see later on, it says, Achar hitkalcho et hanazir. There, the term Achar is used for a singular event, meaning only one thing that occurred. So he understands all it requires is one thing to occur, meaning blood to be thrown from one of the korbanot to permit, according to Rabbi Shimon, that is, to permit the Nazir to go ahead and now drink wine and come to contact with Tormet. And here the Batanura says, the halacha is according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Those are Mishnah today.